It's called Creativity Rising and is comprised of 12 unique works of art scattered throughout Phoenix Hill. The style and medium range from the abstract to the humorous, which curator Aaron Conway says was one consideration in picking the artist.
There were a number of factors. I tried to get some artists who show on Market Street. I tried to get some artists from right around the neighborhood, where Sean is from Butchertown, so he's right around the corner. And I thought he would have a really nice, lighthearted approach to the project, where some of the other artists may be a little bit more conceptual and heady. So it was a nice dynamic between the 12 artists.
Conway is referring to Sean Garrison. Yes, that Sean Garrison, the former frontman for Louisville punk band King Horse. Garrison will tell you he was an unlikely candidate for a public art project.
It's just kind of mind-blowing that I'm capable of creating something that can be put up in public. You know, I mean, it's just like, wow, I didn't know that was in me.
Like many of the other artists, Garrison looked for a historic aspect of Phoenix Hill as the basis for his work. He found something that might be considered an extreme sport for the 19th century.
Well, those six-day bike races were done at the Phoenix Hill Brewery. That was basically a really large entertainment complex that's on this hill that we're standing on.
Garrison's painting is colorful and whimsical. Men are depicted on single-gear bicycles wearing their top hats and not much else. They seem to be experiencing hallucinations, which in fact would be perfectly normal after pedaling for six straight days. These bike races were one aspect of the neighborhood. Phoenix Hill once boasted a 111-foot bar, bowling alleys, and skating rinks. It was the entertainment district of Louisville and the original East End. Doug McGee is the president of the Phoenix Hill Neighborhood Association and says that the art seems to be having a positive effect on the neighborhood that endures its share of vandalism. But more than giving tag artists second thought before spray painting the side of a building, the art has created dialogue between residents, businesses, and artists.
It's generated conversation, you know, about art. I mean, some people like it, some people don't. So it has created a buzz in the neighborhood.
And this all seems to be achieving what public art should do, according to Chris Radke, who has been co-chair of the Mayor's Committee for Public Art for the past year.
It's really important for people to have a sense of place. And we have to all recognize how important one's own environment is. It's a quality of life, a sense of place, a sense of identity. And when you have public art that is really working, it causes dialogue.
A map of Creativity Rising and photos of some of the art are at WFPL.org. Search on public art. Daniel Gillum, WFPL News.